If we practice in this life chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then gradually my core of heart will be cleansed and everything will be manifest. My position, my duty, what is God, everything will be manifest. It is so nice. This is Atmana Marga. Because we are filled up with so many ravish, dirty things, we cannot understand the science of God. But if you, we practice to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then your heart will be cleansed and you will see things everywhere. Teta Dattama. And as soon as we are able to see things as there, then our material bondage is over. Because first of all, I see people are making research work about the body cells, how they are working, and so many things simply on the body. But as soon as you become cleansed of your heart, then immediately you understand I am not this body. So what is the use of studying the cells and atoms and this and that? Well, I am not this body. Immediately. Actually, I am not this body. I am simply wasting my time in studying the same thing, example, that I am the car. I am studying the machine only. I forgot my destination, where I have to go. I am busy with studying the car. What is you? You must know you have got a good car. You must know where is the destination, where you have to go. That is your business. The business, of course, is the secondary. If you want to know what is the target, the secondary, that is not your main business. The main business is how to utilize the car and go to my destination. That is interesting. So, we are fallen in this material condition in different forms. So long we are in this bodily construct. I am this car. That is ignored. I am not this car, but I have to utilize this car for going to my destination. That is what. I am not spirit, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. My destination is how to go to the spiritual world, how to meet the Supreme Spirit, God, and live with Him in His association. So this life is meant for understanding what is the Supreme Lord, what does He live, what does He do, what is my relationship with Him. This is called Brahma Jignasa. That is actual education. And I have given this machine. If we simply study the machine, then what is the use of it? The Shastra says that machine is working, and it will work until it is rotten. So you don't bother with the machine, but you simply appreciate that we have got now a good machine. The dog has got also a machine, and a human being has got a machine. Everyone has got a machine living in the city. But this Shastra says this machine should not be utilized like the dog's machine. Nayam deha, deha bhajan deha. Everyone has got machine. Even an axe, it has got machine. Because according to his desire, he has been given a body. That is also machine. An elephant has got a machine. I have got also machine. Every one of us, we are spirit soul, and relatively we have got different machine. And that machine is required for going from here. But we should not waste our time simply studying the machine, forgetting our destination. This is human intelligence. God has already given you a type of machine. Now utilize it to go to the destination. Nideha Madam Sulabham Sukalpa. This Nideha, this machine is very carefully made, not by me, but by the nature. Nature is the agent of God. I wanted to do something, that means I require a particular type of machine. God orders nature that this living entity wants something like this, to give him a machine. So the prakriti or the nature gives us different types of machine. Prakritekyamanani gunai karmani sadhus. I am neither driving the machine, neither I have made the machine. I have been given as gift to work on or to fulfill my desire. This is the question. So, Shastra says that you have got now a very good machine. Neither hum, the human form of body, is very good machine. Neither hum agdam, sulabham, sukalpam. It is very rare. A great difficulty you have got this machine. Because we have to come through so many machines, the aquatics, the plants, the insects, the trees, and the serpents, and reptiles, then birds, then bees, millions and millions of it. Just like you have seen this, the trees are standing there, maybe standing for 5,000 years. So if you get that machine, you cannot move, you have to stand in one place. So we have to go through this. The foolish people, they do not know. Therefore, this machine is sulabham. Sulabham means very fortunately we have got this machine. And sukalpam, very nicely made. Those are medical man, they see how nicely made it is, how the nerves are working, the veins are working, the intestines and the heart and everything. A grand machine. That's what is called sukalpa. Very well planned. And what for? Just like a nice boat, well planned. If you have got a nice boat, you get on it and cross over the river of the ocean. Similarly, we are in this material ocean. Life after life we are struggling. So now, we have got a nice boat, this human body. Sulabham sukalpam. It is specially advantageous because the breeze is very favorable. When you try your boat, if the breeze is favorable, pushing on, there is another advantage. Good boat and good breeze. And Guru Varnadharam and the captain, steering man is Guru. He's giving instruction. Row like this. Turn this way. He's turning everything. So we have got this opportunity. If the boat is very nice, the captain is very nice, the breeze is very favorable, and even accepting or getting this nice boat favorable, if we do not cross over the sea of ignorance of material existence, then we are committing suicide. You get all the opportunities, and still you remain in this material world, reputation of birth, death, old age, and disease. Is that very good intelligence? No. I did not do that. So, we are misled. We are engaged in studying the machine. Instead of using the machine to cross over the ocean, take the advent, we are very busy in studying the machine. Is that very good intention? Machine is already given to you. You cannot study. You do not know. Even if you study, you cannot say, I claim it is my body. And if somebody asks me, how many hairs you have got in your body? I cannot say. How I am eating something, how it is being turned into some secretion, it is going to the heart, it is becoming red, and it is again distributed through the nerves and veins. I do not know anything. I can simply theorize. But the machine is not under your control. The machine is made by God or by nature. It is very subtle machine. You learn very expert. The first thing is, what is the use of simply studying the machine? You got it, you utilize it for going to the destination. That is your intelligence. Now, the forward, to use the machine for going to the destination, they are simply studying this. And that is going on in the name of science. What is this nonsense science? Simply busy in studying the machine. So, that is our mistake. Our mistake is that we have got advanced or developed consciousness. We should utilize it for going back to home, back to Godhead. Why should we misuse it unnecessarily? And you are not perfect. Suppose you are studying the machine throughout the whole life. What will gain that? Can you make the machine to your favor that this machine will not be lost? There will be no death. You all scientists, you are studying the machine. Have you found out any means that there will be no death? Where is that? Death will be there. You study the machine or do not study the machine, in due course time, the death will come and will take. The machine will stay. So this is intelligence. You cannot cure even one disease. You are embarrassed with the cancer disease. You find out how the cells are working, how can it change, and there will be no cancer. Now that you cannot do. God studying simply, waste your time. So, Shastra says, don't waste in your valuable time in that way. Try to understand God. Use your intelligence for this purpose. Tapa. Tapodigam jena suddhita satya. You have to undergo austerities that you may not be subjected to this machine. That is your business. Not to study the machine. How to become independent of the machine. So long you are in this material world, you are desiring differently. Nature is supplying you a different type of machine and you are busy. Then again the machine is broken. Then you accept another machine. This is going on. So your problem is to stop this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. Come to your spiritual life. That is your business. That is the instruction of this hospital. Machine maintaining, everyone knows if God knows how to maintain the machine, he is according to the necessity of his dog, his body. So we also know human body. So that is natural. That is the supplies are already there. You cannot manufacture supplies. That is the basic instruction. Ekajam bahunam vidudhati kaman nitya nityanam sitanam sitananam there are many millions and trillions of living entities. And there is another living entity, there is God. So this another one, singular number, there is no second duplicate of this one. But we, ordinary living entities, we have got many millions of duplicates. Therefore, two things are used. Nitya, Nityanam. Nityanam means plural. Many, many. Anyway, you cannot count. Asankha. See, jivas. Asankha means nobody can count. And above this asankha, innumerable living entities, there is one time living. God is also living. He is also like us. In your Bible there is a man is made after God. You know? So God is living entity, and we have got this form. After the form, God is two-handed. We have got two hands. So that is fact. This human form of life is made according to the form of law. It is imitation that is real. Sachidananda Vigraha, Ishvara, Parama Krishna. But we are thinking that God has no form. Why? Where from you got your thought? You are daily praying, oh God, oh Father, give us our daily prayer, and we accept God as the Supreme Father. So, if I have got form, the Father must have got form. It is reasonable. I will say there is no form. This is all not very reasonable argument. God is also a living entity, but once the difference between God and all these living entities, they are all dependent on God. God is great, we are small. Just like Father maintains all the children, so we are all children, and the Supreme Father maintains. So if the children have got home, this is naturally concluded. The Father has to, even though you have not seen the Father. Suppose a posthumous child. The child is born after the death or disappearance of the Father. So, that does not mean, because he has not seen the Father, he will conclude that my Father has no form. This is not conclusive. He should know from the mother that, yes, my child, your father has fought. So, this is intelligence. So, difference between these prime or the supreme person and this difference is that ego jo bahunam vidudhati kama. We, different living entities, we are planning differently. Just like his children. Somebody is playing with the motor car toy, somebody is something, somebody a doll, and the parents are supplying, all right, you take this, huh? you take this. So we are playing like that, making plans. So God is supplying us all the, but He wants that my dear child, you are now grown up, you have got this human form of body. You don't play like this and waste your time to take education and know things as they are. That is called Athatha Brahmajigyasa, the Vedanta system. Now you have got human form of life. You try to understand what is wrong. That is the main business. Unfortunately, you are misled by blind leaders, we have been engaged in studying the body. So, here it is said, Nishamma Nivarasya Makato Harikita. So, God very much appreciates when we use our tongue and mouth in glorifying or chanting the Holy Name. Very much appreciates. Because the name of God and God is not different. So immediately he becomes in touch with God. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna immediately we are in touch. So he brings my chapter, he said, Trinnadam Savatha Krishna Punnat Savana Kirtan. Punnat Savana Kirtan. Savan means hearing. And Kirtan means chant. So anyone who is chanting God's name and one who is hearing God's name, both of them are becoming Kirpa. Punna. Punna means quiet. So simply by chanting, this is the example that this man was addicted to so many sinful activities, and out of fear or out of his good luck, he chanted Narayana. Immediately, the attendants of Narayana has come to deliver him, and now there will be talk between the Alakarias, attendants of Jamaraj and Vishnu Dutta, and that we shall discuss. Thank you very much.